It's deep into the priority list, but the Simcoe County Housing Corporation is planning to build some new seniors' apartments in Innisfil down the road. In an update to the County of Simcoe's Housing Corporation Board earlier this week, county staff outlined their 10-year master plan for building more affordable units throughout the upper-tier municipality, as well as the separated cities of Barrie and Orillia. That includes 2049 Victoria Street in Stroud, where 50 new apartments are proposed to be added onto the corporation's existing two-story, 40-unit building in 2031. The plan would be to add a new addition comprised of one-bedroom seniors' apartments that links to the old building, providing much-needed accessibility upgrades and seniors' programming space, Affordable Housing Director Brad Spiewak told Innisfil Today Thursday morning. We emphasize that further approvals are required for all elements of the master plan, and our purpose is to identify opportunities that allow us to act quickly, apply for funding and support the creation of more units in the next decade. All components in the plan are subject to further review. Stroud sits 12th out of 14 proposed projects on the list, with sites in Barrie, Collingwood, Isa, Midland, Severn, Tay and Wasaga Beach deemed higher priority. It does fall ahead, however, of proposals in Penetanguishene and Orillia. This is a long-term capital infrastructure plan to guide, expand, modernize and sustain the corporation's affordable housing portfolio, Spiewak said. It identifies a pipeline of prioritized development projects over the short, medium and long term and enhances the county's state of readiness in anticipation of funding commitments from other levels of government, while also supporting county budgeting, project management and resource allocations so we can be as efficient and effective as possible. Projects cover a variety of sizes, construction types and services. However, the plan is a living document that could shift as priorities change, he said. The purpose is to systematically plan where and what type of development projects are to be built based on demand, needs, financial implications, and risk management, Housing Development Program Supervisor Rochelle Hamelin wrote in a report included on the board's May 28 agenda. It is leveraging existing assets and new partnership opportunities to allow the corporation to continue to contribute good quality housing and enhance the county's eligibility for potential provincial and federal funding. In total, 29 Housing Corporation-owned, municipal, nonprofit and private sites were initially identified for redevelopment potential during the development of the master plan. The list was then narrowed down to 14 properties deemed suitable for affordable and supportive housing projects over the next decade. It's important to note, too, that all projects are subject to annual County Council budget approvals, Spiewak said. But if it all comes to fruition, the master plan will lead to the creation of 1,091 new housing, 64 replacement rent geared to income and 15 temporary supportive units, at a total price tag of $861 million. More details on the plan can be found at simcoe.ca.